Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again. Back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Myall of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity to perform the task for which he has indeed called me and called me by name. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that I am doing now. And I thank the Most High that for this opportunity to do it. And thanking the Most High for every year that he brings me. I'm simply only doing, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High told me that I would be doing. He told me that I would be telling you things, things of utmost importance, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert the silence. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said, if they could, to destroy. But all in his time, my brothers and sisters, all in his very good time. Are these things being spoken once again? I know the Most High told me he calls a prophet to speak what others would not. Even for the unity, yes, my brothers and sisters, for the unity of the faith, we must understand the Shema, my brothers and sisters, the Shema command, the Shema edict, the Shema duty unto the honor of the holy name. As it is written, here we all must understand and comprehend well, O Israel, all who would be true to his name. We all must understand that the Most High who we serve, who we all must learn to serve together, is one. And we must seek him, love him, seek to honor him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. Nothing in us resisted. As Yah is one, so must our people also be one. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we must understand the only way this can be that we could all be of one accord. It is that we must realize it has been always our duty as a people who would honor, I said, honor the holy name and the precepts thereof. Yah, with Yah is Yah. It has always been our duty that we should always be diligent, seeking to comprehend together all that is the pure, perfect will of the One Most High, that indeed we all be one, appeared in completion. Offers one choice. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, why, according to the scriptures, that this is an utmost important task. The Shema, Messiah even said, is the utmost command of all. At Deuteronomy 6:5-6. Mark 12:29-31. Messiah said it's the utmost commandment of all. Did we not understand, my brothers and sisters, that for Israel simply to be diversely divided, that in itself is sin against that which honors the Most High, who has won himself? A multitude of divisions, my brothers and sisters, cannot be a holy covenant. A multitude of divisions cannot be true to the holy name. Holy meaning pure, perfect after the mind of the Maker himself. It is not, my brothers and sisters, possible for there to be a multitude of contradictions in holiness. One of the earliest things the Most High told me is that if anyone would seek to preserve the contradictions of this world, opposing views and hegemonial constructs, opposing so-called controlling bodies of knowledge, i.e. idols, false gods, because the worst form of idol is a misconceit against the Most High, against the true nature of the Most High that exists in the mind. He told me if anyone seeks to preserve the contradictions of this world that have divided it under so many variant rulers, far from concern with the truth of the psalm which reads, the earth belongs to Yah, and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. If we're more concerned about our varying allegiances to those who sell fatal flatteries, if we're more concerned with the esteem that oftentimes men seek from men, seeking first the approval of men, my brothers and sisters, though many of us call ourselves Judah, Yehuda, according to what is written, my brothers and sisters, what, Genesis 29:35, the word Judah, Yehuda, relates those, my brothers and sisters, who would praise, who would honor the One Most High. Have we honored him? Have we been worthy to be called amongst the tribes if we do not seek all the fullness of his will? The book of Jacob, they call it James. It says expressly, though we be scattered amongst many nations, and even then, my brothers and sisters, Israel had been scattered far beyond the borders of the territory that's called the Holy Land. The scripture says, though we be scattered after many temptations, let's put it this way, licentiousnesses among lawless nations, whereby so many ideologies, thoughts, actions, deeds, concepts were far from the discipline of the Most High. So though we be scattered among the nations, among those who the scriptures call the Goyim, the Gentile, the beast nations, that refuse to reason as one, though we be scattered among those nations, we give license to a multitude of oppositions which cannot be a holy covenant. Talking about the book of Jacob, James, they called it. Though we be scattered among these many nations, it said, let our faith Even amidst many temptations, many distractions, many alternate oppositions, supposedly many choices. But the truth of the matter is that since Yah is all that he is, everything that he is, he denies nothing of his wisdom. Only choice, my brothers and sisters, unto salvation and being made whole and true unto him with a whole heart is that we seek all his will. The book of Jacob tells us well, though we be scattered amongst, how about this, my brothers and sisters, many partial, even treacherous, even deceitful standards among the nations, deceiving men not to perceive what all they need to receive, that we might in him believe. He said, let our faith, and faith needs be faithful unto one. Let our faith, seeking to be perfect unto, after the will of one, be unto a perfect work, I being made complete before you. Did you hear me? Let our faith, oh, my brothers and sisters, I want to ask you a question. Do we dare say we have had faith in the one Most High, the Holy One of Israel, him who is purely only as he is and all that he is? Have we had faith in him? If we believe a multitude of contradictions, if we can even remotely believe that a multitude of contradictions are his conscience. No, my brothers and sisters, the word devil, the word evil, all of it has to do with divisions against the one vision. It all has to do with deviation. It all has to do with men seeking to add and take away from what is the righteousness of the holy covenant. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, there are none of the aberrant thoughts of man in a holy covenant. He who would judge all nations, my brothers and sisters, has a standard that is of none of these nations. We who are wise, my brothers and sisters, I said we who are wise, we who respect Yah, him who is as he is, all and everything that he is. We who respect and revere his name, my brothers and sisters, will understand well what is written and should have been the common understanding as the close, if you will, or the salutation about benediction of both what has been the elder and latter testimonies. The book of Revelation reads this way as a reflection of what's also in the book of Malachi. And we have to understand that what's in the book of Malachi in so many ways is a prophecy of these times. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a prophecy of these times. It says in the book of Revelation, 22:16, Messiah said, this is a message that should have been sent forth to all the churches. He said, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, the latter testimony, which definitely speaks the promises of the Most High unto Israel. In fact, all the promises spoken unto Israel in the elder testimony through all the prophets and spoken to the patriarchs, all my brothers and sisters, also sanctioned and reiterated by the apostles of Messiah, who is called Yeshua. I want you to understand me, my brothers and sisters. Much confusion has been the result of men not comprehending or understanding the meaning or the use of that word law many times in the Bible. How can men convert unto him who is one? How can all nations convert unto the will of him who is one, lest they all have a common standard, not subject to personal private interpretations, not subject to personal opinions, but must be, my brothers and sisters, the result of a direct revelation from on high. Most High told me directly that the greatest gift that he can give is a law. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? A law, a system of order, a system of conscience, a common sense of mutual agreement with him by which we might all love, trust, and cooperate. But my brothers and sisters, men have called it lawful. Strange as it sounds, men have called it lawful. They all seek to have their own way. Oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, trusting presumptuously variant partial standards and becoming proud of these, that is the end result. My brothers and sisters, man has turned aside from what is a holy covenant altogether, reading the words, but without an agreement. Having the words, but not discerning why they all were said. Missing the point. My brothers and sisters, you have to understand, if divine law is put aside, by what is it that all men might convert unto the will of one? When the scripture says, not under the law, but under grace, oh, please let us understand. Father, help us all to understand better. Only by the grace, the gift, the mercy of the Most High, knowing that he will sanction no man's lie, knowing that he will sanction no man's misadministration, he will not sanction, my brothers and sisters, any man's partial standards that would blind the minds after foolish pride not to seek the greater truth. And indeed, every lie, every hasty conclusion men draw is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. We should understand that the mercy of Yah, my brothers and sisters, his grace, his mercy, for which we should be thankful, is that he reveals the law of his coming kingdom, his coming holy kingdom that will be governed after the conscience the Most High has given Messiah himself. So when scripture says not under the law, but under grace, in this respect, it means not subject to the varying misadministrations of man, not subject to the varying fallen divisive ideologies of this world that have divided man apart from, I said that have divided men apart from, what is the pure perfect will of the one Most High. What did Messiah say was the rule of conversion? All power, authority, jurisdiction, even over the world entire, as King of Kings, he said, has been given unto me. Go forth and tell the nations concerning their kingship, given from on high. He said, go forth and teach, convert, make disciples, discipline the nations, grant them what they have not had. And teach them to do, fully perform, he said, everything that he has commanded. And what did it say in the 114th chapter? He said, to show that I love my Father as he has commanded, so do I. Oh, Father, direct my words and open the ears that they might discern the preciousness of this time. The Most High did tell me directly. He said, your words, the words he has given me. He told me they were very, very precious, but only for the most humbly diligent. So, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, if the heart and mind of man be double-minded, pronated toward debates and doubts, look at the letters in the word, for instance. If the hearts of men, the allegiance of man, be double-minded, not seeking the fullness of all that is divine will, do we not understand, my brothers and sisters, that all that is necessary to create an obstacle, an opposition, a snare, a cage, a prison house, all that is necessary to create a devil, something that would stand as an obstacle against our understanding of greater dimensions of truth. All that's necessary to create a prison house, my brothers and sisters, whereby men oftentimes are self-satisfied, not seeking the greater truth the Most High knows we all must awaken to. all that's necessary to create a devil. Another misrepresentation. Another treachery against the fullness of the principles of his name, declaring that we must seek him for all that he is. Oh, Psalm 119:7. I will praise, I will honor thee with a whole heart when I have learned thy statutes. I will not be satisfied for all that is your worship, Father, is revealed, made manifest, discerned, and recognized to be preserved in the fullness that it is by all. There are many, my brothers and sisters, who say they want the blessedness of heaven. But my question is, how many who say they want that holy peace that honors his name? Hashem Shamaim, heaven, the dwelling place of those who keep the Shema, seeking all that the Most High declared for the ultimate good of us all who call upon the holy name. Let it not be defamed. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, will seek the discipline thereof to know well how to preserve what should never be misrepresented? Oh, my brothers and sisters, the various nations of this world, the various denominations of this world, the various camps of this world, the various social disorders, cultures of this world, and their differences are not the result of man holding steadfast to what the Most High declared from the beginning, that the scripture says Messiah must restore the mind, when it says in the beginning was his word. That word was in harmony with Yah. And that word, my brothers and sisters, is the word of eternal life, even the very character of Yah himself. That word alone, my brothers and sisters, beyond all contradictions, that word is life. Blessed are they who will understand it. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will not forget. Blessed are they who will keep it always in mind to seek the Most High. That we not speak hastily. Matthias 12:36. Man will be held accountable, my brothers and sisters, for every, it will some text say idle, some texts say foolish. But every word a man speaks that would deceive his brother, not to seek the greatest dimensions of truth. Every foolish word, a foolish message, a cumulative standard that a man would uphold, that would blind men to seek the, against seeking the greater truth. Now, brothers and sisters, he will give account for it in the judgment. Shall we say that it is fair and just that men should ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit? I say, shall we say that it is fair and just that we should ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things and not count ourselves obligated to speak concerning all the Most High has said, his people must learn and speak? I will tell you again, my brothers and sisters, I am simply doing what the Most High named me from birth to do. He told me that I would be telling you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and if they could, to destroy. And there's a need, my brothers and sisters, to understand why it is that there are so many truths written of in the scriptures. And our people have been pronated, predisposed to ignore. And all these things, my brothers and sisters, must be remembered. For no soul has ever been complete without it. Allow me to speak to you, my brothers and sisters. I must tell you that surely as Yah is one, so must his people be one. Shavuos, feast to the Most High, declared in the book of Leviticus. The feast that comes 7 weeks, 50 days and one after the day of unleavened bread, the Feast of Passover. Seven times seven, my brothers and sisters, a completion under fruition, that we be reminded not only of the agricultural blessings the Most High might grant, but we recognize, my brothers and sisters, that since man was created to resonate only the thoughts of his maker, let me repeat that. Since man was created to resonate only the thoughts of his maker, what does the scripture say? Let our faith, that are seeking the Most High beyond all the debates and doubts of the nations. Yes, that's what faith is. Faith being faithful unto one, seeking beyond all the varying ideals of men, knowing that the standard by which the world should be judged is not any standard of this world or any nation. It is what the Most High has dictated must be fruitive, must be manifest in this world. Knowing that faith must be faithful unto one. Knowing that faith demands that we seek beyond all the world's aberrant, many varying ideals. What does it say? Again in the book of Jacob, our faith must bring forth a perfect work. Our faith must bring forth a perfect sense of conscience, that we mutually might function together unto the honor of him who are all things as it is of one accord. And anything less, my brothers and sisters, is the separations, even the damnations of sin. Sin being divisions, my brothers and sisters, not true to the will of one. Again, my brothers and sisters, I speak concerning things in this world after its various social, national, political, religious, cultural, and social divisions. I speak of things, my brothers and sisters, intent to break all those bonds, break the bonds of every partial and tainted standard, that true unto the one Most High we might be. And I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the variant rulers of this world need to understand, my brothers and sisters, why many sought to convert and come to the church, understanding what the word church means. The very word church, my brothers and sisters, related, I'll just simply say this for now, has to do with those who realized they were kept in bondage to those who kept them in the darkness, kept them blind to certain very important truths, kept them tainted after the many misconceits of this world. The very word church has to do with, my brothers and sisters, concerning those who would follow him who the scriptures say, calling him the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star, the righteous one from the east that is mentioned in Revelation 40:27-41:5. That one called the King of the East in Revelation 16:12. That one called the angel likened to the rising sun. Where for angel and king is the same in Revelation 7:2. That one called the Son of Righteousness in Malachi. Remember I told you about how the latter verses of the Elder Testimony and the latter verses of the Elder and the latter testimony both close with the same expectation. And what does it say, my brothers and sisters? If you look at the book of Malachi closely, it talks about the Most High should not be robbed by men who add or take away from the statutes and ordinances of the covenant. The book of Revelation says Messiah said he is that promised and expected, yet to come even still, written offspring of David, bright morning star. And if any man add or take away from the words of the holy testimony, man will add damnation to his soul and take away his hope for eternal life. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, he said, go forth to teach the nations that exceeding word that is the gospel. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, there are those who want to simply tell you that the gospel is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That is a lie. The gospel has always been that exceeding word above and beyond all the nations that even Isaiah 41:21-42:4 Reflecting also the 16th to the 25th verse and the 43rd after the 43rd and 15th verse. Also Isaiah 61 through 5. Ultimately relates even in the context of Isaiah 59. Please go back and listen to this show again in the archives if I don't get an opportunity to speak about it again. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is that word that the scripture says dries up the rivers, dries up the boundaries of the nations, dries up the mindscapes of the rulers to set men free. That exceeding truth that transcends all these varying standards of man. It is a word from on high that the scriptures even go as far as to say in Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4, that the rulers could never speak. Isaiah 56 says, because they're all too greedy to bring about a revelation or to teach men that understanding. My brothers and sisters, there's no question in my mind. And though the scriptures speak again and again about how many, many centuries of generations, mankind, even all Israel, has been far from the truth of the covenant until Messiah himself returns as covenant restorer. Those scriptures speak of it again and again, my brothers and sisters, throughout the prophecies, every single prophecy concerning Messiah's appearing, talking about the need for Israel to be restored to the mind of one beyond all the divisive and treacherous standards of man. My brothers and sisters, that's said over and over again. How is it that those who say they believe have not believed it? Oh, many of them, my brothers and sisters, who are fatal flatterers, who will give the people what they want, not necessarily what they need. But tell them that what they have is all that they should comprehend, fullness of the perspective they should understand. But my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, their concepts are far, far from it. And many of my brothers and sisters need to understand. It's oftentimes difficult to understand how it is or in what you have been robbed. Until you know what you should have had. Isaiah 48 speaks well of this. Talk about how many of us out of the loins of Judah call ourselves Israel, sworn by his name, but not in truth, not unto fully what is fair, not fully unto what is due, nor unto all that is his righteousness. My brothers and sisters, Israel, like the nations too, have been hard of heart, neck like an iron sinew, brow like brass. But who would dare to say it? I will simply say to you, my brothers and sisters, this has all been confusion and that we have not been in all things one people. It has all been confusion, vanity. And our people oftentimes have been so proud after those who have said that we are what we have not yet fully attained together to be. Those, my brothers and sisters, would rather simply say that Israel is simply a bloodline. Well, I can only tell you, my brother and sister, Most High, I asked him one time what was his definition of an Israelite. And what he told me was very simple. He said that is a conscience, a collective conscience that he will have to restore in the earth. Is that not also written, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Malachi? He restored the heart, the devotion, the ideals of the ancient Hebrew fathers to the children. The heart of the children be restored to that ancient ideal of their fathers. Who would he say would do it? The Son of Righteousness will arise. One who brings again the light of righteousness, seeking all that is divine will. And that's what righteousness is. It is wickedness, lawlessness, not righteousness, not justice. If we seek anything less. Well, my brothers and sisters, scripture say, let our faith, seeking beyond all the nations, according to the book of Jacob, they call James. That our faith, knowing to seek Yah beyond all the nations, are the varying ideals of man, beyond all the varying standards of men who have refused to seek the whole truth. It said, let our faith seeking Yah, trusting him for the teaching of all things, let it have in us a perfect work. Well, my brothers and sisters, I need to talk to you now about what is the main topic of this show. I'm looking at my time. It remains. I have an hour and 16 minutes. Wow. A lot to cover in this time. And I know that a lot of things I'm about to say, my brothers and my sisters, will be offensive to many. But I will tell you now, I sense hearing the voice of the Most High calling me to Him, understanding well that when the book of Yoel, Joel, they called it, when it says it's come to pass in the last days, I said in the last days that all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be saved. And this is to a remnant when the Lord is called. My brothers and sisters, not merely to a remnant, which that calling is much, that can be saved who call upon His name. But who would call upon His name, my brothers and sisters, respondent to a call. And what is that call? It's not only the revelation of His name, but the principles thereof, that men might serve Yah as He is. That call, my brothers and sisters, it's those who, hearing the exceeding truths of the Most High, knowing that truth does not deny truth, will respond rightly, simply because it is a discipline and is made rational to their minds and hearts, because they don't see just simply what is surface, what on the surface seems wise, but so much more. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. And the gift of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is given that we might search even the deep things of the Most High. For ordinary carnal eyes have not yet seen nor heard, discern the glory, the honor, what Yah has planned for those who love Him. If we look at that scripture as it is written in 2 Corinthians, particularly the 2nd chapter, 8th through the 10th verse, it relates, if we understand it well, what is written in Isaiah 64, saying, oh, that you would come down, Father, and melt the mountains. In other words, melt the hardness of human heart, that at last men recognize Him as the potter. Desire us to be His children, that we recognize Him as the potter, and we the clay. That we be shapen and molded, my brothers and sisters, after His will, and not the misgivings of another. Well, as I told you, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to say some things tonight on this show that many might be offended at. But I can only tell you, I have not needed the approval of anyone else among those who call themselves Israel to be called one of the house of Israel. I've not needed the approval of anyone else who would call themselves of any of the tribes, including those who call themselves, who say they are the tribes of Yehuda, because the true son of Yehuda, Judah, they call it, would seek all that is divine will and no less. Would there be many divisions amongst those who say that they are Yehuda, Jews, if you will? But there may be many divisions if we all sought the perfect truth. Many will say they are the house of Israel, house of Yehuda. Say they honor the Most High, but do not. And they are the sons of the synagogue of deviation, fallen standards with which the Most High cannot be pleased. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that man was created to resonate only the thoughts of his maker. Man. What separates man from beasts? Man was created with a capacity, anointed, initially created as an anointed being. 2 and 7, Genesis 2 and 7. Most High breathed in the man the breath of life, Neshama. And he became a living soul, a living being. And word, breath of life, Neshama, has any key perceptions, a capacity to look beyond self, Nakam. Shema, seeking the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might, no resistance. Shem, a capacity to commune with the Most High. The character of love is to love someone, but that means all who love him must also love his will. Honor the fullness of his name and the fullness of the principle when he says he is all that he is, when he said, I am that I am, that I am, and not as men have imagined, man, not as men disjunctly have imagined. And the word Amma, my brothers and sisters, all who would be called to the mastery, that the Most High would have his people come to mutually comprehend, must all be servants, even servants of one another, to assure that the holy name is rightly represented, not misrepresented, and that there be no misadministrations amongst us. That, my brothers and sisters, demands a very, very serious diligence, seeking that we comprehend the Most High for all that is his will, knowing what is said more than knowing what is said according to why it was said, knowing more than what people have imagined concerning these words. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. It is the sin of miscommunication. And I'm sure, my brothers and sisters, there are those here who would not seek to miss the point. Well, my brothers and sisters, in this time, this feast is called Shavuos. Shavuos. Someone called it Pentecost. The Greeks called it that. The Romans. The scripture is called the Feast of Weeks. A time to recognize the perfecting of our will into one will. Even that we seek in the perfect will of Yah be found worthy, if we read the book of Acts closely, we'd understand it. The book of Yohanan, John, 17th chapter. We might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit if we seek all that is his will. He said, I make no request for the worldly who would prefer that our people be divided after this world. But Messiah gave his life, and men might focus upon him, that we be one. That the Most High be truly honored. That the Most who is one be truly honored. Well, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk tonight about that temple that the scriptures related that the apostles were in the book of Acts, the second chapter. Things recorded regarding these things from the second to third chapter in particular. Even while the scriptures go as far as to say, hear me, my brothers and sisters, and hear me closely. Mankind ultimately will be judged according to all the Most High has spoken since this world began. All that the Most High has spoken through his holy prophets since this world began. I'm talking about Acts 3:18-23. So what is the gift of Yah? What is the mercy of the Most High that he would grant us a foreshadowing of that standard by which all humanity shall be judged, that we might prepare rightly, not to misrepresent or misadminister or defame the character of his name. And his name, brothers and sisters, is an oath and a principle that relates a constancy. There are no contradictions in holiness. That we, my brothers and sisters, might possibly prepare even to better understand beyond the multitude of rulers who would say that the Most High has no absolute rule, and if they just simply call upon his name according to their own imaginations, they say, some would say, the Most High would be pleased. No, my brothers and sisters, absolutely not. Luke 6:46, why is there so many call him Lord, Lord, Lord of Lords? Master above all masters, King above all kings, unto the honor of Yah. And many say, call him Lord of Lords, but do not do. And the word do means seek to complete all that he says. How many of my brothers and sisters even seek to rightly understand all that he said? Micaiah, 7th chapter, if we understand it well, says that anyone who would judge after a partial standard, not seeking fully how to bring about a fullness of a healing, is condemnable, my brothers and sisters. Shall man not seek to discern well how to do a thing? Say, why call you? The scriptures talk about the idea about those who seek to get the splinter out of their brother's eye, but not seek first to get the beam out of their own eye. Well, my brothers and sisters, some would seek to help blind, misleading the blind. And my brothers and sisters, by so doing, so many have, if you will, put out the eyes of many. We ought to watch out for false prophets. The Holy Spirit, the spirit of prophecy, seeks to teach all things. False prophets, then, my brothers and sisters, are not only those who would delight in your only knowing a partial testimony, but a partial testimony itself. It is not, that such as this is not a sure word of prophecy like it's mentioned in 2 Peter. It talks about us being diligent if we want to have attendance to make our election sure unto the Holy Kingdom. You want a sure word of prophecy, seeking all the Most High declare after great diligence to all that the Messiah would bring again is made ultimately a reality in our mind. If we seek any less, the scripture says we should watch out for false prophets, speaking damnable heresies, divisive, short-sighted, partial, tainted doctrine. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I want so much more than this, people. I just understand, my brothers and sisters, what was the purpose of that temple that the apostles came together for the good of our people in. Scripture says they came to this place and they were of one accord. About my brothers and sisters, they sought to all be of one accord, seeking the gift of the promise the Messiah had spoken of, that they go forth and teach to all a mutual standard. Oh, I need to read Acts 1 and 1 through 6 very closely. What was that promise that the Messiah gave that said he received a promise from on high not many days hence? The promise is a covenant. A promise is a mutual sense of understanding. A promise, my brothers and sisters, and a covenant means that both, all who are constituent in that contract, have a mutual obligation and duty. Well, my brothers and sisters, that promise, that gift from on high, that spirit after which all should be taught all the same thing. 1 Corinthians 1:10, in the name unto the honor of our Most High. We must all speak the same thing. No divisions among us, but one understanding. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, is sin. Well, when you talk about that temple, my brothers and sisters, let me say this to you. Hear me and understand me well. The very purpose, pray the Most High will put it upon your heart to understand how important are these words. The purpose of that temple in Jerusalem, unto the honor of the Most High. Oh, there's so much I could say about what Isaiah 44 to 45 has to say about that temple. What the scriptures have to say in Isaiah 61 about the purpose of that temple. The purpose of that temple, my brothers and sisters, was that there may be unity in the faith to all who came. Hearing, my brothers and sisters, from far and wide, within the territories of the Holy Land, to far and wide, that all who came to Jerusalem during the holy feast of the Most High, all that came together in the holy Sabbath, the word Sabbath even means to complete, to be made whole. That there might be rest and peace, agreement among all the people. That all who came in the holy Sabbath, Shabbats, some would say. That all will come together in that time. All that comes in the holy, that would come together in the holy feast, as declared in Leviticus, for instance, 23rd chapter. All who will come together and the timing of the Passover, Pesach. All who will come together, my brothers and sisters, in the days of unleavened bread, the first month of the year, of the Hebrew year. All who will come together, my brothers and sisters, in the third month of the Hebrew year, for what is called the Feast of the Weeks, Feast of Weeks. Also related, my brothers and sisters, seeking perfection seven times over. Seeking the fruition of my brothers and sisters, that cumulative time between the days of unleavened bread, unspoiled truth, letting it absorb into the mind and heart, might be one. Prepared even for the greater gifts of Yah. What did Messiah say ultimately in Yohanan 17? That if we do not seek all that is His perfect, we'll receive nothing of the gift from Him. The book of Jacob says the same thing. That we must seek that our faith, love, pursuit, and desire for the truth of the Most High must be unto a perfect work, or else we are left unstable. It said, let not the unstable man, double-minded man, those who are subject to debates, doubts, double-minded, let them not think that they'll receive anything from the Most High. For those who would remain partial in their allegiance after any of the ideals of this world, my brothers and sisters, cannot fruitively take full advantage to be able to harness the full power of that gift of the Spirit. And again, all that is necessary to make or preserve a devil, an obstacle, foolish pride, is that any man not seek the Most High for all that is His will enough, and He knows, my brothers and sisters, whom it is that keeps always to heart that command. My brothers and sisters, the purpose of Jerusalem Temple. Jerusalem Temple in the city of Yerushalayim, the city of peace. The word peace, the Hebrew mind, meaning a word also relating what is complete and pure unto the will of one. The purpose of that temple is that all might come together, that all might be on one page, one understanding, one mutual understanding, discerning, my brothers and sisters, together all of the Most High from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, would reveal to His people as they grow in the grace of an exceeding knowledge of Yah. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has so much that He would tell us if our hearts were willing, that I find it kind of absolutely ridiculous that men are sometimes satisfied with stagnant thinking. I once asked the Most High, how much more should we know and continue to seek Him? And one of the things He told me was that and said, until we seek Him for all that is willed, that He told me, until you can look up in the sky and say, star B and one starts glowing, you keep growing. You got something else you can learn from me. So my brothers and sisters, discerning that the purpose of that temple was the same as what the scriptures say is the purpose of an apostle, the prophets. I'm talking about 3 and 16 Ephesians. It's for the unity of the faith. It continues that we all have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one recognition of what is pure beyond all the misconceits of this world. It said, even according to 4:13 of Ephesians, that we come together in unity, one agreement, to the full measure and stature of all the Messiah would reveal, that we not be left alien, foreign to the truths the Most High would speak, like the Gentile nations. That I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, that to this day, and I will still say it, are divided after so many varying ideals. Some of the same fallen authority that was in power, acting as an obstacle against people transcending the divisions of the Roman Empire, for instance. At the same powers, my brothers and sisters, principalities and powers we were warned against in the book of Colossians, are still evident today. which is why this world is still divided. The Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations concerning the authority given him from on high. The world had listened. This world today would be one. But my brothers and sisters, men have had the sense of allegiance and obligation unto many kings, many forms of rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders. What does it say in Psalm 2? The kings, the rulers of the earth have taken counsel together against the Lord. Oh, please understand what that name means. It means the Most High and fullness that he is, that he would have us all to understand. Taking counsel against the fullness of his testimony, against the Most High and against his anointing, even his anointed one. And for this reason, the nations rage and imagine vain things. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this treachery. This treachery after the divisive allegiances of this world was what we all must overcome. This is the reason why Messiah says, we'll say in Isaiah 61, 1 through 5, the Spirit of the Most High, the Spirit that teaches all things is upon me to preach good tidings, the fullness of the word. The word for good means also complete, mature, acceptable before Yah. A bad message, a good tiding then, my brothers and sisters, it's a whole and full message unto the full maturation, completion of a people agreed together as one. A bad message then, it is not the gospel. It's not the message from on high. A bad message, my brothers and sisters, is one that does not break all the spells, all the fallen messages of men after which men have been fatally flattered to consider that they have been wise enough. To open the eyes of those who have been blinded. To release those who have been captives, to those who would never speak the whole truth to you. To bind up the brokenhearted, my brothers and sisters, to show men beyond every fallen sense of allegiance to fallen conscience. The Messiah comes, as that one called the King, likened to the rising sun in Isaiah 40. 27 through 41:4, who subdues and overcomes all the variant rulers of the world. If we understood his title, my brothers and sisters, one that Rome murdered millions upon millions, that men not know, the Kurti, the one who comes like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light of truth, the world would not reveal, all that the borders, the horizons of the world would obscure. To expose all those who would hide the truth from you. How many of my brothers and sisters look for that one? But surely, my brothers and sisters, he would expose all the darkness, all the confusion, all the variant ideas that have been obstacles against the greater dimensions of truth that men have trusted. That in the end, my brothers and sisters, it will be said of him, unto the honor of Yah, his Father, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. And according to Isaiah 45, the kings of the earth will say that ultimately then, there's no other king. He did not say to man to seek him after the vanities, the fallen standards of this world. But he is appointed. That one that's mentioned in Isaiah 45 is appointed. Who Messiah said he is. He's appointed, my brothers and sisters, to declare the things that are right, that are righteous. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who seek beyond. Seeking refuge among the various blindnesses of the nations. But surely, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is a plan by which Israel shall be fully in all things made just before Yah, even unto the full manifestation of all that is divine pleasure. All we just understood, Isaiah 45 and 23 in the context of Philippians 2 and 9. Romans 14, 10 through 12. What is written in some text, at the second chapter, 119 through 2 and 3 of Second Caper. Sometimes until the morning star becomes a reality in your heart, one who casts out all the darkness, reveals a new day of light. Many of us understood well Luke 167 through 78. that calls Messiah, that one called Sunrise, the Horn of David, one called Sunrise, my brothers and sisters, one like the rising sun that reveals the exceeding light that the whole world has chosen to ignore. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, on my website, hiddengospel.com, there are articles called Gospel of Shiloh, hiddengospel.com, Gospel of Shiloh. Article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Expectation. An article there, my brothers and sisters, called Prophetic Proof to Speak Well Concerning Who Messiah Said He Is. And I will tell you now that because humanity as a whole has sought to skirt the issue of who Messiah said he is according to all the prophets, is a whole world remains in bondage, lackadaisical, if you will, far from the diligence necessary to know the Most High fully as he is, after so much treacherous dereliction of duty, satisfied with what the scripture says would be a terror. And Isaiah 28, be a terror for men to understand, a vexation for them to understand the report. That what they had thought was to believe was sufficient after the ideals of men. Not true to all that is line upon line and line within line, and precept upon and within precept. Insufficient, my brothers and sisters, to cover our shame. I would have it, my brothers and sisters, that you discern far more than this. The purpose of Jerusalem Temple was to... that there be a place, a meeting place, a place of gathering. Why should people gather if not in a city of peace, which is what Jerusalem means? Why should they gather if not unto one understanding? Like I said, they came to Jerusalem in the temple or in the upper room. They seek to be of one accord, and the Spirit of the Most High dwelt among them like a rushing mighty wind. What was the purpose? That they all might discern after the power of the Spirit, what is necessary that after that promise from on high, that covenant agreement from on high, which there must be a mutual agreement on the part of all, that all might teach the same thing with one understanding. My brothers and sisters, you have to understand something. Some decades before the birth of Messiah, Rome came into Jerusalem, murdered the priests of Israel and set in place a puppet priesthood. Book of Daniel 9 chapter speaks of it. Not many understand it. Set in place a puppet priesthood, my brothers and sisters, that quite frankly were willing to function after Romish ideals. I said that Rome sought to establish a priesthood that would function after Roman ideals, not true priests unto the honor of the One Most High, but seeking to cater all things within the constraints of the old phrase, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Israel at the time was a satellite nation. I said Israel at the time was a satellite nation. made part of the by force under the Roman Empire. And the priests were so corrupted by the flatteries, the bribes of Rome, that if you look at the book of Yohanan and discern it well, what is written, my brothers and sisters, that they dare to even go as far as to say that they had no king but Caesar. Does that sound, my brothers and sisters, like something a faithful priest unto the Most High would say? I look at the various priesthoods, pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders today who being double-minded, my brothers and sisters, would choose to compromise the holy covenant, the pure, perfect word of the Most High, according to the designs of those who would flatter many, not knowing or discerning what the pure, perfect will of Yah is. And Ephesians said, we must discern what the will of Yah is, putting upon ourselves the whole armor of Yah, And all of that, my brothers and sisters, is a reflection of what is written in Isaiah 59 that Messiah would do. Put upon himself a helmet of salvation, a breastplate of righteousness, a cloak, even for vengeance against all who, my brothers and sisters, would blind the minds of our people. But why did your rulers tell you this? I will tell you why, my brothers and sisters, because they have been the ones, according to all the prophecies. And you need to understand that the prophets always reprove not only the priests, my brothers and sisters, but the kings as well. So much that is not oftentimes grasped concerning the ways of the scriptures and the testimony of the prophets. It's called to speak what others would not. But my brothers and sisters, you need to understand why Rome destroyed Jerusalem then. You need to understand why in 70 AD, when Rome destroyed Jerusalem, that there was, with the destruction of Jerusalem temple, the Flavian house of Rome, Vespasian, then Titus, came into Jerusalem, destroyed Jerusalem, destroyed the citadel, destroyed the gathering place, the meeting place for the unity of the faith, destroyed the place that the Most High had desired that his people should seek him beyond all nations. What does it say in Psalm 24? The earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. Who then shall ascend into his holy place? Who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High and stand in his holy place? But he who has clean hands and a pure heart has not lifted up his soul under vanity nor sworn deceitfully. That means, my brothers and sisters, that only those who seek the fullness of all that is divine will beyond all the nations, beyond all the varying ideals of men, only they, my brothers and sisters, shall have residence in that holy place and holy land, whose thoughts are pure after the mind of the Most High as he reveals himself, that their deeds, my brothers and sisters, might be a reflection of those thoughts. And a far better example that is what is common to those who lack that discipline. Rome came in and destroyed Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, because where Rome as a polytheist nation had exalted among their people in their various temples the ideals of a multitude of variant false gods. Men were beginning to convert, my brothers and sisters, beyond that foolishness that could never bring peace. Seeking no more to be deceived, my brothers and sisters, against discerning to perceive what all must yet be believed. That's what the purpose of the church. Sanctified apart from, beyond the varying ideas of this world, a place where these things, the higher truth, should have a place of sanctum, to be learned and preserved. And my brothers and sisters, any institution that would only preserve the corruptions of the nations was never true to what was anciently, by ancient definition, called a church. The very word church, my brothers and sisters, relates to the place where those seek the coming of him who, like the rising sun, will cast out all the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure. Those who expected no less than this, my brothers and sisters, but a pure, perfect standard as honorable before the Most High. Rome came in and destroyed Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, in 70 AD. And immediately upon ransacking Jerusalem, where they murdered many there who were at the time at the temple, and trust me, my brothers and sisters, Messiah warned of this and said, praise that your flight be not a winter nor a Shabbat day. And when you see these Roman hordes, he told them, coming over the mountains, know that the fall of Jerusalem was at hand. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that in 70 AD, it's an amazing thing to stop and consider. But during that Roman campaign of the Flavian house, Vespasian and his son, Titus, that immediately, my brothers and sisters, in 70 AD, it is recorded in history that upon the destruction of Jerusalem, Rome began to create throughout the Roman Empire many of what we'll call the circuses, circular venues, if you will, buildings, my brothers and sisters, stadiums, if you want to call it that. One of the most well-known is the Flavian Amphitheater in Rome. They began to build many of these, my brothers and sisters, across the Roman Empire. What was their purpose, my brothers and sisters? They sought to destroy and utterly obliterate and murdered, my brothers and sisters, according to the score of many, many tens of millions over the course of the next few centuries, those who believed and knew the truth of the Holy Covenant. And they continued to do this, my brothers and sisters. Notice what I said. They sought to destroy the meeting place for those who knew the exceeding truth beyond the rule of Rome. They sought to murder and destroy, torture, persecute in every way, hound-like dogs in the street, devising all manners of torture, my brothers and sisters, unspeakable manners of torture. For sport, and these places they called their various circles or circuses, as was what was called the Flavian Amphitheater, in which they actually made sport in Rome without shame of those who believed, and Rome began to build these various circuses for entertainment. The entertainment of those who saw the believers as cretins, insane men. Look it up in your dictionary, because they believed in just one supreme deity. Sought to murder and destroy those, my brothers and sisters, who did not worship the various false gods of Rome. And they sought to destroy, my brothers and sisters, as they sought to destroy those who at Jerusalem had come for the unity of the faith, they sought to destroy all those who would speak of that one pure faith, or would grow in the knowledge of that one pure faith throughout wherever they were in the Roman Empire, building these various amphitheaters, circuses, they called them, venues of entertainment, where oftentimes the people were invited, or let's just say mandated to come to these various circuses of entertainment, mandated before they entered to do such things that are unspeakable to those who understand the discipline of the scriptures, mandated, my brothers and sisters, even such things, say such thing as cursed, be the Messiah of Israel. And if they did not do so, they were cast in with those who were fed to lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, they called him the Lion of Judah, they would say. And say, let them now see what they do with our lions. This is a history, my brothers and sisters, of ancient Rome that persisted, hear me, my brothers and sisters, since the times of the Flavian house in the first century, before even the turn of the first century. This is the history of what Rome continued to do, even out to, my brothers and sisters, the 6th century A.D. And yet, when Constantine in the 4th century called himself a Christian, there are those, my brothers and sisters, who never really understood the origin of the term. He wanted Messiah to be called a Christos. Not one after the Holy Spirit of the Holy One of Israel, but after all the variant false gods of Rome. Not the Holy Spirit at all. Wanted to call Messiah a Christos, something he was, Christ, something he was never called during his lifetime. To confuse the masses, not to realize the need to seek beyond the frailties that they had known. All my brothers and sisters, they continue to build and make sport of those who believed not according to Roman edicts, even as far as the 5th century, my brothers and sisters. Constantine said he was a Christian, but what he was really saying is that he wanted to dictate after Roman ideals. Constantine, a Roman general, a Roman statesman, taking upon himself the title of Summus Pontifex, as if a supreme ruler or pope Oh, yes, my brothers and sisters. He sought, my brothers and sisters, that all should never seek the ideas of what is the faith after anything beyond Roman ideals. Revelation 13 chapter talks about that pagan empire that murdered so many saints. A second beast that refused to reason as one with Yah. Some call it pagan and papal Rome. My brothers and sisters, it was six centuries even later, that Rome was still murdering and persecuting in every way imaginable, stripping them of their land, everything else, just totally disenfranchising many who sought to believe and seek the truth beyond what the constraints of Rome. And yet the Roman Empire dared to say that somehow they had apostolic authority, authority passed on to them. These murderers, seeing that they had apostolic authority, authority at the hand of the apostles, they murdered to teach what they taught, even unto the preservation of such paganisms. And there's an article on my website called The Bacchus Connection, hiddengospel.com, Bacchus Connection, and explains how pagan, my brothers and sisters, are such customs as Easter, Christmas, Sunday, Mardi Gras. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even the what is now called Matronalia, or Mother's Day, Father's Day, unto the preservation of the false matrices, of false premises of ancient Rome. And it's an amazing thing to stop and consider that what are called even mothers and fathers today, very much at the same timing as it was in ancient Rome. And Rome declared these days, my brothers and sisters, not unto the remembrance of personal mother and father, but unto the pagan gods, Zeus, his wife, Juno. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to understand these things beyond what they tell you. Most High told me if you only desire to seek these things on the surface, you will be deceived not to perceive all that need be received. And no construct after the machination of man, my brothers and sisters, can be fully acceptable and true to the conscience of the Most High. Rome, as I said, my brothers and sisters, it is no coincidence that Rome, in the very year that Rome came in and destroyed Jerusalem because they wanted to destroy and see an end to those who had faith beyond the Roman Empire. There's no coincidence, my brothers and sisters, that Rome in 70 AD then began to build these various coliseums, amphitheaters, stadiums, where they made sport of those who believed, to the tune of murdering literally millions. And I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, that very same scenario, most have not understood, is in the book of Revelation, 6 to the 7th chapter, 13th to the 14th chapter. And I've oftentimes spoke about the gamut of all those things related in those chapters, that it is apparent that many choose not to fully examine. Revelation 6 chapter talks about a white horse rider who goes forth to conquer. But my brothers and sisters, the white horse rider, according to Revelation 19, is Messiah himself, who sends forth the gospel of peace that would conquer and subdue all the varying ideas of the nations, that men might be true unto the Most High himself. Oh, I know what they tell you. They want you to believe that that is a latter-day prophecy. No, my brothers and sisters. Those scriptures talk about a chronology of things that happened long ago and still yet are yet to have their fullest fruition in what is called the latter seals of what are called the seven seals of the prophecy of the book of Revelation. Scriptures talk about Messiah going forth within his apostles, if we will, going forth with that exceeding word from on high that the rulers of this world could never teach, lest their varying standards be put to shame. It then talks, my brothers and sisters, about after that white horse rider. It talks about a red horse rider comes to take away the peace. How about that gospel of one truth by which all nations should be one? To take it away, my brothers and sisters. First writer has a bow and a crown. Oh, it would be so great if many more understood. Revelation 4. I mean, how about Isaiah? Isaiah 40:27-41:4. One who has a bow and a crown to subdue the kings of the earth that there might be peace. And the scriptures speak of Messiah returning to fulfill and fully bring to fruition that authority. Must subdue the kings that our people be renewed again to one strength and one understanding. As true children of Abraham who seek the whole and fullness of the will of the Most High beyond all the nations, as Abraham was called to do. Oh, we need to understand more about Isaiah 40. Understand these words. Hear my brothers and sisters, that red horse rider is the nations of the earth retaliating against that one word after which all would seek a king who is above all kings unto the honor of the one Most High. Scripture then speak of a black horse rider. My brothers and sisters, I will only tell you in brief that those scriptures talk about what is Amos 8, 11 through 12, a famine for a word. Famine, my brothers and sisters, for a word because of who murdered, whose campaigns murdered millions upon millions. And I once, according to the records, I once thought to calculate over the course of even the first centuries, those first to the third, fourth century, those who were murdered. And as my brothers and sisters, the calculation of what I saw in terms of the blood that was spilled is in excess of over 500 a day, slaughtered for centuries, to silence what was the expectation of those who believed that one day a whole world would be subject to the will, the perfect will of him who made this world, that there might be peace. And there are those who believe, those who were such murderers, were then given authority to preach the word of truth. When the scripture says in the last days that those same authorities that murdered so many will still be in authority in the last days, and there will be a need to restore the faith, restore the truth beyond them all. We can be more rational than that if we choose to humble ourselves to discern what all the prophets foretold. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. After the scripture talks about that black horse rider who would bring famine for a word, a pale horse rider, death and hell following. My brothers and sisters, if you murder all those who had the word of truth, the word of life, the word beyond worldly contradictions, what else can be the result? I said, what else could be the result, my brothers and sisters? Of such a famine for the word of Yah. But trust me that any word tainted is not his word. Before there are words, there are thoughts. And the Most High gives the Spirit that there might be a conveyance of that pure, perfect word, untainted, unadulterated, holy, true, sanctified, sure, sacred, pure, perfect, unto the will of one. And everything else, my brothers and sisters, is a sinful, divisive, confusing defamation against divine character. And we are told we are not to take the name or swear by the name of the Most High under vanity, which means we must accomplish, seek to accomplish all that is his will, and to swear by his name under seeking anything less. What did I say to you before? All that is necessary to make or preserve a devil, or that men not overcome the divisiveness of the various institutionalities of this world. All that is necessary is for that any one of us not seek the Most High for the fullness of his will enough. Why should the Most High grant his gift if men will only be erect cages that enslave a mind? The Most High told me that is something that no one has the right to do. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand the same powers, the same traditions, the same ideals, the same presumptuous thoughts of men that were evident in ancient Rome thousands of years ago still preside in this world even to this day. The book of Zechariah, 9th chapter, talks about the Most High one day raising up those who will truly honor the Most High of the tribes of Israel and Judah against the sons of Greece. How about those who would corrupt the will of the Most High? That those who had the precious words have for a long time sold them for the price of a harlot, unashamed. Read the book of Joel, 2nd and 3rd chapter, 228, 31st, 32nd verse after the 3rd chapter. I understand that scripture says it come to pass in the last days that all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered, and the sun should be darkened and the moon ashamed. In other words, all the pagan ideology of this world put to shame before one who shall preside honorably before all in Jerusalem. Those same scriptures are in Isaiah 24 to the 22nd, 23rd chapter. And it talks about in the end of that confusion must come, my brothers and sisters, at a time according to the 25th chapter that one who has awaited will bring forth an end to all this confusion. That all nations shall revere the will of one. Why didn't your nations, the nations of the world, tell you this? Because it means, my brothers and sisters, the one who must be awaited under the salvation of man. I want you to ask this simple question. Do you think Rome would want to teach people concerning the one who must destroy the vestiges of all the lies of the Roman Empire? They must destroy every... obstacle of lies, misconceits, paganisms, presumptuousness, false pride of all the nations. You think the rulers wanted to tell you that? The book of Isaiah 41:21-42:4 speaks about all these things the nations would never tell, that you might see the solution, because the ones who people had thought to trust, according to Isaiah 44:20, those who have trusted, they've trusted utmost, have only been unto their falsehood. The rulers couldn't tell you, my brother and sister, Messiah has to expose them all. Destroy Jerusalem. The city of the Most High said, according to the book of Micah, where one day it will come to pass that the law of the Most High should go forth from Jerusalem, and men from all nations shall come to Jerusalem, to Jerusalem, my brother and sisters, to learn the ways of the Holy One of Israel. That everyone of all nations should walk in his path and walk according to his ways. My brothers and sisters, why didn't they tell you about Isaiah 60:12? It says that when the day the Most High restores this pure, perfect light of truth, and when the Most High again reveals through his Messiah that pure, perfect light of truth, the nations that will not walk according to this word, I said nations, my brothers and sisters, people of all variant ethnicities, our so-called beliefs and creeds. Whoever will not come to that pure, perfect light, who will not seek to reason together as one according to the purpose for which man was made, to resonate only the mind and thoughts of the Maker, he said, they shall perish. The wages of sin, divisions, false ideals, misconceits, my brothers and sisters, after which men blinded others not to see the perfect truth, that all these divisions against divine vision is sin, my brothers and sisters. It is not true to what the Messiah said is the utmost command of all for those who believe in him. Do you really believe the Messiah came that men might simply say that whatever men say he is, that he is as if to say that men could create their own gods, their own standards, and say the Most High must oblige and obey them? Oh, my brothers and sisters, men have turned so much upside down according to Isaiah 29 and blinded themselves in so doing that they did not see the corruption of their thoughts. Scripture talks about how in the last days it will be said that the peoples of the earth have been, even Israel, has been like those that surely he knew would lie, would turn away from the perfect truth. Brow like brass, neck like an iron sinew. Who among the people can discern to declare this? It says in Isaiah 48. Also, the same one spoken of in Isaiah 41. So who can declare this? Who will say it? Who will discern it when people would prefer to purchase the word of those who would flatter them? Who will say it? to end this babbling, end this confusion, end this stagnation of the minds. Who will speak it, my brothers and sisters? Who will show the truth of these things the Most High has declared that should never have been forgotten? For the scripture says there will be no peace to those who seek and less than all that is lawful, says my Yah. Isaiah 48:22. Isaiah 57:21. But wherefore wicked that is there, my brothers and sisters, those who don't seek the whole truth. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, it is righteous to only seek part of divine will? Always leave people lacking? Always leave people in some way misled? We need to think better than this, my brothers and sisters. I want to call to attention the fact that your leaders have all, you know, and all the prophecies spoke of it, have in so many ways been, let's just say, deflecting the finger. Pointing at others when, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to look exactly at what they have done themselves, what has been a very, very treacherous avocation. Like I said, like many of them have told me, hey, if the people will buy it, they'll sell it. Well, my brothers and sisters, there are those among us who, some who call themselves Hebrew Israelites. Wow. Of a darker hued distinction. And yes, there's a lot of persecution amongst, against, and have been up against our people for a long time who would not recognize who were the, surely, many of the genetic sons of ancient Israel. And they have wanted to exalt themselves simply to say that they are not, as they say, Esau. Wanted to say that Esau is simply the white man. Ooh, heaven help us. I want to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I mean, you need to go back and look at Malachi very closely. Scriptures do talk about how the Most High has preferred, ultimately, Jacob over Esau, his brother. But there's a need to understand that history. It talks about Esau being the one brother of Esau who sold his birthright for a morsel of meat. Hebrews 12th chapter. Sold the birthright, sold the right even to discern the fullness of the discipline of Yah by which a covenant might be passed on. Forsaken then purpose, my brothers and sisters. But that Esau became Edom, the nation of Edom. And actually the territory, my brothers and sisters, that was between Egypt and the territory of the promised land that Israel was forsworn to possess. Look at the book of Numbers and look at it very closely, my brothers and sisters. What you will find is that Edom, Israel's brother, forsook Israel and unto possession of that holy land that to them was promised. And Israel had to endure a much tougher, if you will, time toward attaining that land that to them was promised. And for that reason, my brothers and sisters, I will tell you that Esau, spiritually speaking, is whoever would impede the tribes of Israel. I said, whoever would impede the tribes of Israel against coming to the fruition in conscience. Oh, that's what Malachi has to say. Even concerning the priests, my brothers and sisters, of Israel. Oh, yeah, my brothers and sisters, there are many who are amongst those who call themselves Hebrew Israelites today that are proud calling themselves Israel simply because they are not of Caucasian hue. My brothers and sisters, please let me explain something to you. In the book of Genesis, we find that Abraham was called to seek the perfect will of Yah. Faithful, called oftentimes the father of faith, to seek beyond all the varying ideas of the nations. And that's one of the reasons why he was told to leave his father and idol maker named to Uz's house. So he could seek the perfect will of Yah. And ultimately he would be a father, not only to the tribes, what became the tribes of Israel. He was told this long before those tribes came to be. He was told to seek the perfect will of Yah beyond all the nations for the blessing or reconciliation Yes, my brothers and sisters of all the nations, look closely at Genesis 17 through 18 chapter, and you'll find that Abraham even prayed for those of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I would have you understand, my brothers and sisters, he did not pray that those who were not turned toward justice survive or be preserved. But he asked the Most High if he find even a few righteous. First it was 50, then less number, even 10. Most High said if he finds even 10 righteous, oh, it sounds so much like today. If he find even 10 righteous, he would preserve that city. Wow. Didn't even find even 10 who would seek all that is the will of Yah, as he was commanded that he must do, that there might be after a pure, perfect standard of reconciliation of the nations. And Abraham was told to do this, my brothers and sisters, long before the tribes of Israel even came to exist. And those who are true to the conscience of Israel, I asked the Most High one time, what was his definition of a true Israelite? And he told me that is a conscience that he must restore in the earth. It is a conscience, my brothers and sisters, that under so many variant allegiance says, are people unwilling to transcend those variant, fallen short, partial and tainted, corrupted standards, self-righteous standards, fatally flattering standards. My brothers and sisters, we're talking about it coming to a standard from on high, above them all, that we all must attain. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not seek that perfect standard, my brothers and sisters have not spoken the name of the Most High as true unto him. I repeat again, the Most High told me all this is necessary to create or preserve a devil, something still falling short as far as not to seek them, any soul among us, not to seek the Most High fully as he is. Till we are one, he said to me, we are not saved. And I will say this quickly because of the time that remains. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Looking at the book of Malachi closely, which is an ultimate prophecy still, not only what was before, but what continues even unto these latter days. The Messiah adamantly rebuked the priests, the hypocritical priests that were in Israel of his time, knowing from whom they unto whom they had really given their allegiance. Not truly unto all that the Most High declared, but minions of Rome, saying they had no king but Caesar. He said, beware the leaven of the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, ultimately. Whoever it is didn't seek the fullness of divine will. But my brothers and sisters, Israel, honoring Yah the Father, says in the book of Malachi, should respect that one Father. Should honor that one Master as a holy people. He said, if the nations of the earth be overthrown and they seek to rebuild, he would tear them down again. But if Israel would be restored, seeking fully what is all that is divine will, our brothers and sisters, if you saw it, all Israel saw it Most out with a whole heart, he would preserve that nation. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Most High has not been pleased that though his name, his honor, his authority should be called great and revered among all nations, he talked about how even Israel had considered what the Most High would serve, teaching his people as a table contemptible, not seeking the fullness of that discipline. And he sent forth a reprimand, according to the second chapter of Malachi, even to the priests, saying they would one day be greatly humiliated for being partial in the law, saying that we all should have recognized that we have one Father, and has one Father who has made it for his purpose. But the end result is that every man is dealing treacherous, avariciously, and not true unto the helping of one another, according to fullness of a divine will, to about 2 and 7 to 10 of Malachi. a while, my brothers and sisters, but because various rulers, parsing the law, people have tended to argue amongst one another about what is righteousness, and none of them complete. Such a shame. Men, under their various rulers, taught the way of foreign gods or ideals the Most High never spoke. Shame on those, my brothers and sisters, who speak concerning that which from on high they never heard, to understand it rightly. As in, again, to know what is said and not know why it is said, to miss the point. Before there are words, there are thoughts. And the Most High truly can, as one who created the eye and the ear, and surely cause his people to see and hear what is truly his will. But the question is, how many of us seek that fullness that they might heal and hear and maintain the integrity of a word? All my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say that one day many will be reproved, and especially the leaders reproved at first, because they taught the people that everyone who walks according to his deviant way is somehow good, acceptable, whole, complete. And the eyes of the Most High, as if he delights in such, as if the Most High will never judge men according to fully what is a righteous standard, as if corrupt standards shall be allowed to be preserved in the midst of this wayward world, as if never would the Most High receive from the world that he made the honor that he is due. Such a shame, my brothers and sisters. Talks about called the leaders. They say those who stand between the nation and he, the leaders, my brothers and sisters, robbers, turning men aside from what is the truth of divine ordinances, that men don't seek the full fruition or what is divine will, that the world might be in all things blessed. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the tithe of a priest is a people made whole unto the honor of the Most High, as an offering of mind, heart, and soul true to him. But they tell you that you're robbing the Most High when you don't give a crazy man bullets for his gun. It's time to know better than this, my brothers and sisters, and spiritually discern the meaning. Book of Hebrews talks about how we should be ready to receive divine discipline, lest we be like Esau, who, when he sought to repent, was not heard, even though he sought to repent with tears. Oh, I see so much of the same thing in the book of Malachi, the second chapter, asking why the Most High doesn't receive people's offering, even though they offer it with tears, because they didn't seek him with a whole heart. I want you to understand. And he told Israelites that now they should not be like Esau. Well, I've got news for you, my brothers and sisters. Though there are many in though amongst those who call themselves Hebrew Israelites of the darker hue, they want to say that Esau is the quote-unquote white man, and they pride themselves because they are black men here in America. There's lots of reasons why history itself does relate to how so many of the tribes of Israel came to the western coast of Africa, were brought here, even across the, oftentimes don't speak about it, but those who were brought through the Americas, and then trust me, there's more than just North America. Many were brought also, my brothers and sisters, through Central America and South America in numbers far greater. However, what I will say to you, my brothers and sisters, they call themselves of the tribe of Judah. And the scriptures do speak much about this. I wish I had time to talk to you about Hosea 11:5-10-12. Scriptures that speak about this. Isaiah 24:10-16 chapter talk about the people brought to the west, and even a city in the west from which Israel should be brought back to our homeland and the homeland in the east. Oh, yeah, that's true. But I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, we look at the book of Malachi closely and understand the secrets contained thereof. The scriptures are actually calling your leaders, who after partial standards are so much like Esau, who would dissuade our people not to discern fully what we must be beyond all sin, all divisions, truth of the Most High as he is. Yeah, I know. A shock to those who, after such frail understanding, short-sighted opinionated ideals, have been prideful in themselves. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The marks of the beast are the standards of the nations. Ancient Israel said those nations who would not choose to reason together as one, and the nations of the earth have never yet reasoned together as one, according to the pure, perfect will of the Most High. He calls that the mark of the beast nations. What separates man from beast but the power to commune as one with the Most High according to the fullness of his will, if we will hearken with a whole heart for the fullness of what he would reveal by his Spirit. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. And I want you to understand it well. What, I ask you, that happened to ancient Israel? Every time our people refused to humble themselves to conceive, think, function after, obey, properly understand, heed, grow unto the preservation, the pure, perfect knowledge of Yah. What happened to our people every time if they chose to walk after their own ways? What happened to our people every time that, like the Gentiles, they chose not to seek the full fruition of the will of him who in all things who is one and therefore beyond contradiction is life? What happened to those, to our people, every time we chose not to function together as one? According to the Shema commands, the Messiah said is the utmost command of all. The Shaul, they call Paul, also said his greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved. How about all made one beyond every partial standard, seeking the full discretion of the Most High? He said it come to pass in the last days that all will call upon the name of the Most High. Oh, my brothers and sisters, he said it will come to pass in the last days that all who call upon his name, at a time that one called by the name of the Most High, yes, Isaiah 49, at a time that he would reveal again what is the pure, perfect will of the one Most High. All who call upon his name shall know him to call upon him, as he said, with one language, unto one accord. And that will be the salvation, the deliverance, the healing of our people beyond every aberrant ideal. Why didn't your leaders tell you the real meaning of this? Because it means, my brothers and sisters, I want you to tell you, since the same powers that sought to destroy the unity of the faith and destroying Jerusalem and hounding those who knew the truth, hounding them like dogs, my brothers and sisters, those same principles and powers are still in authority today dividing our people. And every time our people did not seek the pure, work, perfect will of one, dishonoring the name of him who is one, we were kicked off the land. Powers is, my brothers and sisters, that unless we are willing, as the scripture says, come together to reason together, that in all the feasts of the Most High, I'm talking about Isaiah 1:10 through 18 to 20, that unless we come together in the holy feasts of the Most High to seek to reason together as one, he said, if we did this, seeking to reason as one with him, we would inherit the good of the land, the blessings of the land. But if not, we'd be cut off. And the mouth of the Most High has spoken. How about the word there means promised it? My brothers and sisters, the Most High keeps his promises. He swore to himself that this world one day would give full and honor and all things unto him. So how is it that so many of us claim to have right to claim the land? Now look at this Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Now this Israeli-Palestinian conflict is going on right now. Oh, I wish I had time to tell you so much more of what I know, that those who are more affluent places, not only Palestine, what they call Palestine. Ooh, 90 seconds left. Also, my brothers and sisters, many territories in the Middle East, Iran, Pakistan, many folks know, my brothers and sisters, that there's been a lot of political influence that has come against Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Israel, becoming the people that they must be, seeking to keep the people dissuaded, confused, not to discern, my brothers and sisters, the will of one. All my brothers, if I had time to tell you about how so many of the Palestinians have proven to be genetically far more concentrated in the genetics of ancient Israel than so many who came from elsewhere. But then that's another story to speak about. And my brothers and sisters, it looks like I only got about 42 seconds left in this show. And the time has come that we all must understand that faith must be faithful in all things unto the will of one, the greatest gift of the Most High being a law by which we might all cooperate. Love and trust. We have to come together, my brothers and sisters, that conscience as it was before in the books of Moshe. that we confirm together the will of one, that we be entitled to the land, the promise of people made one unto the Most High. Only a few seconds left. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And unto the honor of him who is one forever. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. Surely I do. For listening. It appears that, again, I will have to follow up this show. More so to explain these things. For the Most High told me from the time of my calling by him that surely I would tell you things. Very preciously important things. And I am doing it now. Well, you said after his guidance, I would. That his people, my brothers and sisters, become again. According to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 30-31. A people with his laws upon their minds, hearts, and understanding. That beyond all else, they be his people. Again, my brothers and sisters, I said his people. Let us believe, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High said he would do. For people who would choose good thoughts, good deeds, who discerning the truth would do and choose to do beyond all provocations his will.
Even the greatest of us